Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, now, for the record, I do not have myself on video with my opinion, but I do want to be honest about my opinion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of good with kicking the field goal.
How?
So you're with me.
I was kind of, because I was under the impression that this LD giant offense, and for those that know,
yes,
they weren't going to convert. Like, to me, I'm sitting there fourth and goal from the three, especially after the play previously just got blown up. Mm-hmm. I think it was that play to Devin Singletary.
Yes.
Like, I was fully convinced they're not scoring. And so now the Niners are going to get the ball at their own 3-yard line, and they're going to do a meticulously long 97-yard drive, and this game is going to be sucked off. The air will be sucked out of the stadium.
Excuse me.
And so my gut reaction, and you got to remember this, Tommy, before you attack me. We don't have a lot of time to formulate these opinions. Now, I'm not accusing you of, like, you becoming stronger in your view after the kick is made.
No, you could check my text messages yesterday in the timestamp. I was killing it from the start.
Mm. But I
texted all you guys.
Now, do you want to know what Sean said? What do you think he said?
I think he was mad.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you have to lose?
You will hear me because I'm interviewing him. I'm at the game. This is what I do at games. Tommy will tell you.
Did you use those words, Sean?
I actually don't remember in real time. I'll be honest.
He doesn't even know. I very quickly say, what do you do? Because it's fourth and goal from the 3-yard line. You don't have that much time before we see who runs out on the field.
Yes.
So here in live time from MetLife Stadium was Sean's reaction to me asking him, hey, what do you want to do?
What do you do?
I think you got to go. Oh, my God, they're kicking.
This is embarrassing. Because when I ask him, what do you want to do? He paused, he froze, and then he's about to give an opinion. I think you've got to, and he's calm. And then as soon as he sees Gano on the field, he just starts booing.
Well, he was about to say kick.
No.
You hear kick. We could play it again.
You got to go for it.
Is that what? Play it one more time. I want to hear what he was about to say before he started booing like an animal.
All right, we'll take it from the pause.
I think you got to go. Oh, my God, they're kicking.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
I think he was going to go for it.
Go for it.
But you weren't, no offense.
You weren't convinced.
You weren't
convinced.
Okay. At all.
No laughing at this aside, because this came into play in the postgame. And we didn't talk about this pre-show, so I don't know if you have Dable postgame on this. But
we do. We'll play it in a second.
Because postgame, I was even more infuriated based on what I was doing in real time. What I was doing, right after I shook hands with the Lord and Savior himself and I asked him what he was doing because I was high up in his seats, I looked down and I was trying to do the math on yardage. And when I saw that it was 3, to me, I went to say, okay, you got to go for it.
So you were trying to figure out where they were on the field?
I think 5 is a big difference from 3 in that standpoint.
And in fairness, I thought they were at the 5. My initial reaction to him was, I think it's 4th and goal from the 5. With that said, you know, it's very difficult for you to scream and yell about that decision when we caught you in real time being flummoxed.
Because I'm doing the math in my head.
But
the math is that they're down 13 and then you're down 10, so you're still down 2 scores. But it makes absolutely no. And by the way, here's more math. 1-2 wins. You have 2 wins.
Go for it. But the math is, if you don't get it, there's a big difference between somebody coming or the offense rolling from the 3 than it is the 5. That's what I'm trying to figure out as far as not trusting the defense.
Here is what Brian Daboll said after the game when asked about his decision to kick a field goal in that spot.
What was the thought process on kicking the field goal when you're 4th and goal with a 3 down?
4th and 4.
4, I thought 3, but okay.
Yeah, so that was, if it was a certain distance, we would have went for it. Made it a 10-point game, I believe. That's the reason why.
First of all, that answer sucks.
That's not a reason.
That's not...
Maybe a 10-point game. That's the reason why.
Even if I'm going to agree with you, Coach, you got to do a better job like defending yourself. Like, here's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is my defense. My offense sucks. I have a tight end who can't catch the ball. I have no run. Cam Scottable ain't walking through that door.
Yeah.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I think I have about a 99.9% chance of getting 3 points, and I probably have a 20% chance of getting 7 points. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's why I kicked the field goal.
Yeah,
now, you don't have to agree with it, but that would make more sense than that BS answer.
Right. Take the points because you can, and you still have some time left. Some time. Not a lot, but some time.
That answer was the first time on my drive home last night that even me, the biggest able defender, said to myself, this guy probably can't coach the team anymore. I'll be honest with you.
Because that, of that answer?
That answer about, and Tiki and Schmelk did a great job on the postgame after dissecting some of the other lines of questions, but I was fixated on that answer because there's two things that bothered me about
it. Well, first of all, he didn't know where they were on the field.
That's the first thing. When you were asked, and I think it was Dan Duggan that asked it, and you respond with, no, you mean from the four? No. And the game log will tell you it was three.
It was definitely three.
So either there is something lost on your sideline where you're not getting critical down and distance relayed to you back, which is a major issue. Like, don't undersell that. It's a major issue. Or, number two, you want to try to trick the reporters back into acting like you're the smartest guy in the room. But furthermore, what further pissed me off about that answer is, and we argued about this last week, and we saw what happened to Jaden Daniels last night. You have no problem for the second straight week having Jackson Dart in a game that is out of hand running power runs inside the red zone because he needs those reps. Let me ask you something. 3 yards out, isn't that, when the game is still in hand, a time to run one of those plays with Jackson Dart?
Yeah, you know what's interesting? As I look at this, it actually kind of is the four.
Okay.
Wow. I'm just being honest. It's the four. And it's the only reason I'm saying that because I'm literally looking at it. I'm looking at the long snapper as he sets up. If the ball is flat, it's probably like the 3.5. The tip of the ball is like the 3.5. But as the long snapper is snapping, I mean, Dave was right.
I am.
It was on the 4-yard line.
Me and Brian Daboll are very similar because
this ball is on the 4-yard line.
It is the four. And I thought that because when I was saying to Sean a little bit later on, hey, I would have kicked the field goal. I was actually defending it.
Yeah.
My answer was kind of what Daboll said, which is if it's closer, I'd go for it. If it was in the 3-yard line or closer, I would have said, give the ball to Jackson Dart, pound it home. Yeah. If I'm further back, I just don't feel any confidence that this is going to be executed.
Right.
So I'd kick the field goal. And so ultimately, Dave's and I, me from the North Pole upstairs and Brian from the sidelines, we just thought it was too far out.
Right. But by the way, I think Jesus says it's the four.
Jesus, he did.
By the way, is NFL. .gsis.
Oh, I thought you were talking about who was sitting next to him.
No, that's just how you get the the official stats. It's NFL. They call it Jesus, but it's G-Sis. Says it was the three.
Here's what's comical about all of this.
But it's actually the four.
No matter what you feel about this, whether they should have gone for it or kicked it, the truth of the matter is right after that, they actually defensively got off the field.
Yeah, and that was the one stop.
They got the ball back down 20-10. Okay, go score. And instead, the offense did nothing until the game was out of reach. So, and also, this is the other thing that jumped back at me, is if Graham Gano does his job and hits the field goal at the end of the first half, then the field goal would have made complete sense because it would have made it a one-score game. So those two things, I thought, made it a lot worse.
Well, my question, and maybe Tiki or Sean could ask Brian Daboll this at some point, do you guys practice? How do you not have play designs in 4th-and-3, 4th-and-4? This idea that you cowardly just kick a field goal and then say, well, I don't think the offense could execute this. Are you guys practicing? Are you going over anything throughout
the
week?
I do have to correct you. Brian didn't say that. Evan said that.
Okay. But you are taking based on what he said.
No, I'm saying it based on watching the game.
Okay.
Like, I'm giving you my view upstairs. I actually thought, you know what, screw it, kick the field. I'm not scoring points on this. That was just my opinion as an IFO.
But from the math perspective, it's idiotic.
No, so it's too early in the game to say it's idiotic, Tommy.
It's, you're already down two scores.
I know, but it's, you still have the entire second
half. Okay, and if you don't get it, then they're on the 3 or 4 yard line, and then you pin them back, and then maybe your defense can make a play, and you get the ball back, maybe you get a score.
But think about it. So you kick the field goal to make it 20-10. Okay, mm-hmm. We disagree. Their defense got the ball back. Yeah. If they actually went out and scored, it would have been a one score game.
Right.
So to me,
they had a 2 yard run. A short pass to Wandell Robinson for 6 yards, and then an incomplete pass. Oh, no, a pass to Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah. Right?
And no, they got the first down.
They got one first down, I think, on that drive.
Right.
That
and
was
then,
it.
And then they had a penalty.
So
or
wasn't,
a sack. No, they had a sack.
It wasn't about the math as it was. The offense then proceeded to not take advantage of the fact right. that they got the ball right back in a 20-10 game. What'd they do?
Okay, and that, so my counter to that would be, if you don't trust your offense, you're not going to have a better opportunity than from the 4. You have a golden. You're 4 yards out.
But I got to score multiple times anyway, and they didn't. They didn't until.
But
the game
you
got
to get one to get. You got to get one though.
I want
first.
Points. My point to you, Tommy, is I want points.
I agree with Tommy though. If you don't trust your offense from 3 yards out, how the hell are you trusting them to score 3 more times in the
Look
game?
Look at you! Look at you trying to get involved in the Mister. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let me.
I was squinting and doing math, Evan. This wouldn't have happened in the loge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.